Nolte, Why Neil Young and Most Celebrities Are Fascists. By John Nolte on January 26, 2022. Why would an anti-establishment hippie like Neil Young suddenly turn fascist and want to blacklist Joe Rogan to protect the establishment from criticism? Why did Sean Penn embrace a left-wing Nazi like Hugo Chavez? Why is left-wing Hollywood sucking up to China's Nazis? Why does a 60s icon like Cher call for the imprisonment of those she disagrees with? Why does a free spirit like Bette Midler demand all women stop having sex with men? Why does a Whoopi Goldberg rhetorically lynch an innocent man? Why does television's most famous anti-establishment liberal now protect the establishment by accusing those he disagrees with of sedition? Neil Young is behaving like Joe McCarthy. Meathead is behaving like Richard Nixon. Whoopi is behaving like the Klan. Bette is behaving like the Church Lady. Hollywood is behaving like Vichy France. What's going on? How is this possible? After all, for most of our lives, we've recognized the artists and artistic establishment that emerged from the 60s and 70s as free speech warriors, as classical liberals, as envelope pushers, as the very heroes who put an end to McCarthyism, the prudish moral majority, the production code, and old-fashioned censorship. But look at them now. They're the ones calling for blacklists, censorship, prudery, and political arrests. They're the ones kissing China's Nazi ass like another Mussolini. Well, of course, they are. Don't you see that this is who these people always were? Neil Young and Rob Reiner and Bette Midler and Sean Penn and the rest were never about freedom. They were never true liberals. They were never hippies. And they were certainly never free spirits. Instead, they were and are only one thing, toxic narcissists. And what do narcissists want more than anything else? They want to get their way. And if they don't get their way, what do? They have a tantrum and scream about how everyone deserves to get hit by a train. There is nothing more malevolent or un-American than a narcissist because a narcissist will try to destroy anyone who doesn't give them what they want. A narcissist loves fascism because fascism forces everyone to behave and live a certain way. Sean Penn loved Hugo Chavez because Sean Penn wants to be Hugo Chavez because Sean Penn is a narcissist who wants the power to control everyone because that's what a narcissist is. Hollywood loves China's Nazis for the same reasons. The following rule is not a perfect rule. It should be acknowledged that there are plenty of right and left-leaning celebrities who are not narcissists, who are well-rounded and grounded adults. But, in general, celebrity, for reasons I should not have to explain, attracts narcissists like the stink of Jeff Zucker's ass attracts Jake Tapper's nose. This is especially true in the later generations. These dilettantes who know nothing of real life because they grew up in a show business family. The same is true of the news media, another rotting institution poisoned by narcissists and a raging sense of entitlement who immediately turn fascist when they do not get their way. Joe McCarthy only wished he could have blacklisted as effectively as CNN. You see, Neil Young and Rob Reiner and Bette Midler never believed in free speech or freedom or live and let live or individual liberty or opposed McCarthyism and racial terrorism. That was all bullshit. What they wanted was the right to do whatever they wanted to do. They were never fighting for a principle or for anyone else. It was always all about them. They simply hid this selfish crusade behind words like freedom and justice. Beneath it all, just below the surface, they were always bullies, tyrants, and fascists. They were always willing to push people around and lash out with prudery, censorship, lynch mobs, and blacklists. They were always ready to become the moral majority, to reinstate the production code, and ape Joe McCarthy if it meant getting what they want. And now we see that because it's right out in the open. Narcissists are bad people, and these are bad people. Very bad people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.